Nitya Shakhi is asking that after our death, will we be reborn in Kali Yuga? Or do we have the opportunity to take birth in another age? Are we going ahead in time with all our births within one Kali Yuga?
I've never heard of such a thing, which doesn't mean that it can't happen if it's in your karma. But usually the sequence is chronological, is that because what's happening in the meantime, of course, you can always go across the boundaries of time, going from one age to another. But I wonder if that's something that just conditioned souls deserve. So generally in Puranas and histories, you always read about people who know their past lives, or some sages disclosing someone's past lives. Then it's always sequential. They always say, in your last life you were, or 10 lives ago, you were a king who was very pious, but you did this, like Maharaj Nriga. So, and then from the 10th life came the 9th, and then you became that, and then you became that, and then you became that. Usually, the only way that ages come into question is if someone's for a long time, I don't know how long Maharaj Nriga was inside that well as a lizard, but that's generally the only way that one crosses through ages, yugas. So it's probably possible. Question is, who's got the karma for it or not? But ultimately, it's a karma is a law, mechanical law of nature, and anything can happen. Well, that's our smoke detector downstairs in the kitchen. And then?
This is a question by Sadhupriya. He's interested in Sudarshan Dev in New Vrajadam on Nisimha Chaturdasi. After Abhishek, he's turned around and we can see there's someone behind him. Who is this person and what's his relationship with Sudarshan Dev?
It's Lord Nisimhadev. And as far as I know, that that's the tradition with Sudarshan deity, South Indian deity, that I think Sudarshan's Ishtadev is there, and ultimately he's the energy of Lord Nisimhadev, time, or perhaps it's the tradition of that sampradaya that they're worshippers of Nisimhadev. Of course, Pandavas were worshippers of Krishna, but many of the places they went to, they installed the Nisimhadev deities. You know, every time they would travel, they would go somewhere, stay the night, and install deity and move on. I don't know any more than that.
He has another question for Maharaj. We read about devotees in the Bhagavatam who attain a certain position, like Narada Muni and Dhruva Maharaj. Does their spiritual position change over time, or they're eternally in the same position? Can they fall down or achieve a more elevated position? Can their bhava change?
Certainly, they're not capable of falling down. Vyakta, avyakta, sanatana. They're liberated, eternally liberated, Nard, Dhruv Maharaj, and that will be their eternal forms. When you attain your eternal form, or you have your eternal form, then that's it. And generally, the idea is that you don't change. You can't change because you like it. Anything can happen. You can do anything. But why would you want to change? They're satisfied. And that's one of the main themes of Bhagavatam. Devotees are satisfied in every particular position or service that they're in. So why would they want to be somebody else? It's like a mother wanting to become a father. Why would you want to do that if you're satisfied in your position? There are examples of, or at least one example that I remember, Chaitanya Chandradvaya Nataka, where Lord Chaitanya tells his associates, I give you all bodies, spiritual bodies, and Braj. And they may not all be Braj Bhaktas, but that doesn't mean that they lose their existing identity, because we know that Krishna's associates can have as many bodies as they need or as they want for serving Krishna. They're not limited to one. So this just means that Lord Chaitanya is giving someone who's maybe a Vaikuntha resident also access to Vrindavan. Usually the system is the other way around. The Vrindavan residents are everywhere. Vaikuntha, heaven, earth, they have their different incarnations. But in this case, Lord Chaitanya is giving everyone a taste. And that taste they can also taste through Nam Sankirtan in whatever forms that they had. Advaita Acharya had his and his form was a brahmana, but Lord Chaitanya also said, well, I'm going to give you corresponding spiritual forms as well, which obviously means that they're experiencing not as sadhakas, but they're also getting that siddha swarup to experience Braj Bhakti. But otherwise, the general law of Vaikuntha is that whatever anyone's doing, wherever they are, they always think they're always perfectly happy and perfectly satisfied, and they think that there's no better way of serving Krishna. And Krishna is also fully satisfied with their service, even though simultaneously there's a hierarchy, because that's what variety is about. You may love your children better than you love your dog, but your dog serves a particular purpose your children don't fulfill. Hopefully. Hare Krishna, that's what.